here to live my life to satisfy you, you. That is why all I have, all I am, Lord, I'm living for you. If it's the last thing I do.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Because He is holy and righteous, He is eternal and everlasting. And we know the God that we serve has sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And we know that He loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love Him. And we know that He is still working things out for our good, because sometimes we don't look like Him, and other times we don't act like Him, and other times we don't walk like Him. But when we look like Him and walk like Him, He then begins to work things out for our good. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we have a mandate to fulfill the things the Lord has given us to do. According to His great commission, we've all had a responsibility. We've all got work to do. The Lord simply said that He was going away, but He left us here to continue to preach His word and teach His word so that men could be coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world and established and demonstrated the work that we as believers are to do. But sometimes, some way, we don't want to work. We look at other folks working, and it's more about them and not about us. Am I in your neighborhood? You do know that the Lord sees all of the work that you're doing in the house of the Lord. He knows what you're up to, and He knows what you're thinking. You do know when you come into the house of the Lord, we ought to all be on one accord doing what God said. And God says, I'm watching your work ethics. I'm watching what you do for me. I'm watching what you say about me. I'm watching what you think about me. I am watching you, because my worries and my ways are not like yours. But God says, I'm waiting on you. Is God waiting on you this morning? Is God speaking to your heart this morning? It wasn't an accident that you played what you played. It wasn't an accident that you sung what you sung. God says, I'm speaking to somebody. What works has the Lord required of you? And whatever it is, it has been uniquely designed for you. It has also been customized for you, because God knows you. He knows everything about you. Isn't it amazing that I'm glad people don't know everything about me? But God knows everything about me. Now put yourself in that position, because this is a cleansing message. Because God is aware of all of our potential and all of our shortcomings. From the pulpit to the pew, God knows your strength. He knows your ability. He knows your capability. And God says, I know your potential, and I also know your shortcoming. And I'm building you up so that you could do greater works for me. And I'm doing it, and I'm working it out for your good. So the Lord is asking a question this morning. What are some of the works we are accomplishing within our lives for Him? And are we committed to fulfill the work that the Lord has given us to do. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul said in Romans in that 8th chapter that the believer has an assurance or freedom from struggling and suffering through Christ. And Jesus set the example as to how we are to deal with the struggles we face in life. Sometimes we struggle in life because we're out of bounds. We're not doing exactly what he said. Sometimes we struggle in life because we do things that we shouldn't do. But then the Lord is simply saying, when you link up with me, he said, I can even turn the struggles that you have in life, and I can turn it around for you. So let's see. The first thing we see is God worked things out for those who love him. Everybody in the house don't love the Lord. Everybody in the house haven't served the Lord. Everybody in the house ain't worshiping the Lord. And the Lord has simply said to those who love him. For it says, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord God. All things work together for good. This is the first assurance of deliverance. God, who is in control of everything, has power to protect her from all things. Oh, you missed it. God, who is in control of everything, has power to protect us from all things. It doesn't matter what you go through in life. God says, I'm still protecting you. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is your banner. He goes before you in every battle that you face in life. So the enemy think he knocks you down, but God said, they don't know my stuff. So the enemy think he's got you cornered. The Lord said, I can move and expand that corner. I can get you out of any situation that you come into. I can do what nobody else can do. When you start trusting in the Lord, he become your Jehovah Nissi, your banner, your protection, your fighter. Slow me down, Lord. My brothers and sisters, sometimes God would allow us to go through things for the purpose of strengthening our faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we stop trying to see it and start believing it, the Lord says, I got something for you. There's nothing too big. There's nothing that God cannot handle. Because he has already worked it out and delivered us from the things that will hinder us. Don't you worry about the obstacles in life. God says, I've got this. Sometime, God would allow us to go through something to strengthen us. Other times, he would allow trouble to come as a result of sin in our lives. Hebrews 12 and 5 tell us that our Heavenly Father will chasten his own. Aren't you glad you get whipped sometime? Aren't you glad you get jacked up sometime? He does it because he loves us. He does it because it's like a wayward child. I love my children, but my children don't always do what I say. And because of that, sometimes dad has to hold some stuff back. Every now and then, God has to hold back something that he desires to bless you with. Because you're not doing exactly what he asked you to do. So he chastens whom he loves, or those that are here. There are times when the Lord has to shake us in order to remake us or to conform us. Anybody need conforming? There are reasons we face times of difficulty, but the good news is God can use these times for our good because he has already worked it out. God can use whatever situation we are in for our good. For out of our tragedies, sometime comes our triumph. Out of our tragedies come our triumph. It is important for us to understand that God's idea of good is not the same as what we call good. God is working the events of our life together for our final, eternal, and ultimate good. So even when I think I'm doing what's right And sometimes I might mess up. The Lord is simply saying, I'm working it out because I'm still conforming you into my image. See, sometimes we get mad at folks. And the Lord says, I'm working on that. And I'm working it out for your good. My brothers and sisters, God is speaking to his people in a prophetic day, in a prophetic time, during which we should be able to embrace one another because we're going to all need each other. Amen. If there was ever a time that as a people we're going to need one another, it's now. Because there's some stuff coming out there. And if we can't work together, that other man ain't going to work for you. Now we know why the Lord said is, I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. We've got to stop fighting one another and start working with one another, because if we fight one another, we keep tearing each other down. God is working the events of our life together for our final, eternal, and ultimate good. And when God is in the midst of it, we can see all that God is up to. Antioch, God has already completed the work. For the suffering and the persecution was the work done at Calvary. We keep trying to work out our own salvation. He done already worked it out. Work is part of a reward system. We got to get that. Everything you do for the Lord is a supernatural blessing because he writes it down. And how much work have you done for the Lord? What will your blessing be like? Will you have a Mercedes-Benz blessing, or will you have a bicycle blessing? What will your blessing be like? Because he knows whether that blessing is a righteous blessing or a pump up blessing to get a pat on the back blessing. The Lord simply says, I need to know what your heart is like, because I'm working it out so that I can bless you with the abundances of what I have in store for you. But I can't give you what you need if you won't allow me to give you what you need. The suffering and the persecution was the work done at Calvary. And Paul gave the believers the assurance of this when he said, when he completed the work by writing this prophetic letter. Secondly, God has determined to fulfill his purpose for the believer. Notice there's the optimum word in that, is that it wasn't for everybody. It could be, but it's not. It's for all believers. Because out of all of the people, some will get blessings and others won't. Not everybody will get a reward like other people, because some people's reward will be shallow because they ain't done nothing. God wants the believer to do what he wants the believer to do, is to take heart, for he has assured, or he has guaranteed our salvation. God knows everything that we're going through, the suffering the believer goes through daily. For scriptures say, for God did foreknew or foreknow even before the foundation of the world. God knew what we were going to get into before we even got here. He knew what people were going to say about us before we even got here. God foreknew even before the foundation of the world. What kind of God is it that we serve? That he knew my walks before I even got. He knew the sermon I was going to preach. Now he understands what David was talking about. David didn't know anything that I was going to preach, but God had already put it in his spirit to do what he's doing so that I could do what I'm doing. God foreknew all of this stuff. Every word I preach, he knows it. He knew what time or season that I would preach powerful messages, unlike I have never preached before, because time is short and I can't be wasting God's word. So no matter how great your struggle, God is going to complete his purpose for the believer. No matter what you go through, no matter what your trials are, God says, I'm going to complete my work. No matter how you cry, Reverend Mather, no matter how people talk about you, I'm going to complete my